Millions of dollars in U.S. humanitarian aid intended for the people of Venezuela are still sitting at the country's border with Colombia, as President Nicolas Maduro has refused to let it into the country. Maduro has called it a political ploy after the U.S. issued support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has claimed leadership of the country. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Cynthia Arnston. She is director of the Wilson Center's Latin American program. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning.
What is the situation there? Tell us the latest about whether or not that aid can actually get into the people who, from what I understand, seriously need it.
Well, the aid is certainly needed. There is widespread hunger, lack of medicine, and basic necessities of life throughout Venezuela. And I think it's building towards a very tense standoff. The government of Nicolas Maduro has utterly refused to allow this aid in, actively denies that there is a humanitarian crisis, and said that if the United States cared about the suffering of Venezuelan people, which he doesn't even admit, they would stop prohibiting the sale of oil and stop sanctioning and imposing financial sanctions on the government. And there does not seem to be a real plan for getting this aid into the country. I think it's a very dangerous standoff. It's hard to imagine that this is not going to spark some kind of violence. And I think it's really unfortunate that the question of humanitarian aid has become so politicized and so part of the legitimate support of the international community and the United States for Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela.
Well, as Matt mentioned, that Maduro is calling this a political ploy by the United States. What is he presenting as that political ploy? What is he saying is the aim?
Well, the aim, obviously, and I think it's pretty clear that this is the U.S. government's aim as well, is to move to free elections in Venezuela, which is essentially a recipe for regime change, because there is no way, under the current circumstances, that Nicolas Maduro would win a free and fair election that was certified by the international community. And so Maduro understands that the U.S. goal in all of this is to remove him from power, and he's not about to allow that to happen. It's not a political ploy by the United States. The blame for politicizing the issue of the humanitarian crisis, I think, rests with the Venezuelan government, because Maduro and his allies have steadfastly refused to admit the level of hunger and deprivation that exists in the country.
Maduro still has backing from the military, which, from what I understand, is one of the only reasons he's still in power. Do you see that changing anytime soon?
It doesn't appear to. I mean, there are no visible cracks. One would have thought, with all of the confluence of things that started with Guaido's declaration on January 23rd that he was interim president, and then the recognition of Guaido as the legitimate government of Venezuela by dozens of democracies in Latin America and Europe, coupled with mass demonstrations in Venezuela, and even the real erosion and loss of popular support in poor neighborhoods that previously were a bastion of support for Maduro and for Chavismo in general, that all of this would have led to some kind of division in the armed forces about what to do next. And so far, we have not seen any evidence of that, at least among the high command. You have to remember that there's something like 2,000 generals in the Venezuelan armed forces. They control vast parts of the illegal as well as the legal economy. They have a lot to lose if there is a change of government.
Cynthia Arnson, thank you for joining us this morning. Ms. Arnson is the director of the Wilson Center's Latin American program.